In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 25. Ich bezahle den Rest. I'll pay the rest. In the last lesson, Andreas, Frau Berger and X had a meal in an Italian restaurant. Frau Berger wanted to find out more about the strange voice she kept hearing whenever she spoke to Andreas.
Da ist sie ja wieder, ihre zweite Stimme.
Frau Berger doesn't realize that the voice she hears belongs to X, because X is invisible. X was enjoying this game, and to make things even more confusing for Frau Berger, she ordered an orange juice.
Einen Orangensaft!
Andreas tried to ignore X and to distract Frau Berger's attention at the same time. The three of them are still at the restaurant and are about to pay the bill. Frau Berger doesn't think Andreas should pay for her because he doesn't have much money. Listen to the following scene. What does Frau Berger give the waiter?
Was bezahlen Sie?
Ich bezahle den Salat, den Fisch und das Mineralwasser.
5 plus 15 plus 2,50. Das macht 22 Mark 50.
25.
Vielen Dank.
Frau Berger pays for a salad, fish and a mineral water. This comes to 22 marks 50.
Das macht 22 Mark 50.
She wants to give the waiter a tip, so she rounds up the bill to 25 marks.
25.
The waiter turns to Andreas and begins adding up the bill for his meal. Listen to the rest of the conversation. Andreas suddenly finds himself in an embarrassing situation. Why?
Und Sie?
Ich bezahle den Rest.
Also eine Pizza mit Schinken.
Ja, und das Bier.
8 plus 2,50. Das macht 10 Mark 50.
Mhm. Mein Geldbeutel. Ich finde meinen Geldbeutel nicht. Ich habe Ihnen sicher im Mantel. Einen Moment bitte.
Andreas has forgotten his wallet. Geldbeutel. Listen to the conversation once again. Frau Berger pays her own bill and Andreas tells the waiter he'll pay the rest.
Ich bezahle den Rest.
The waiter begins adding up what Andreas has had to eat. First of all, he had a pizza with ham.
Also eine Pizza mit Schinken.
Andreas tells him what else he's had.
Ja, und das Bier.
The waiter adds this up. Andreas's bill comes to 10 marks 50.
Das macht 10 Mark 50.
Andreas puts his hand in his pocket for his wallet, Geldbeutel, and suddenly realizes it's missing.
Mein Geldbeutel.
He thinks he must have left it in his coat, Mantel. It must be in my coat, he says.
Ich habe ihn sicher im Mantel.
Andreas rushes off to the cloakroom in search of his wallet. He apologizes to the waiter and asks him to wait a moment.
Einen Moment bitte.
X goes to the cloakroom with Andreas, and in a moment you'll discover why. Andreas suspects that X has something to do with the fact that his wallet is missing. First, listen to the conversation between Andreas and X. Is Andreas right in thinking X knows where his wallet is?
Hast du meinen Geldbeutel?
Nein, ich habe ihn nicht.
So ein Mist. Ich finde ihn nicht. Ex, hast du ihn wirklich nicht?
Wirklich nicht.
Aber wo ist er dann?
Im Hotel.
Und das sagst du erst jetzt? Du bist wirklich frech.
Sowieso.
X hasn't got Andreas's wallet, but she knows where it is. She saw him leave it behind in the hotel, but she didn't tell him. Listen once again. Andreas asks X if she has his wallet, Geldbeutel.
Hast du mein Geldbeutel?
X replies that she hasn't got it.
Nein, ich habe ihn nicht.
But Andreas can tell from X's tone of voice that she knows more than she's giving away. Listen once again.
Ich habe ihn nicht.
Andreas is annoyed. What a nuisance, he says.
So ein Mist.
Andreas thinks that X may be up to her usual tricks, so he asks her if she's sure she hasn't got it.
X, hast du ihn wirklich nicht?
He still thinks X knows something, but where is it then, he asks.
Aber wo ist er dann?
X can't hide the truth any longer, and she tells Andreas where it is. Andreas is furious that X has kept this from him. He says, "And you're only telling me that now?"
Und das sagst du erst jetzt.
And he tells her that she really has a nerve.
Du bist wirklich frech.
X can't help agreeing and says, "Andreas is obviously right."
Sowieso.
And in a moment, after the melody, we'll come back to some of the grammar points you've heard today. In today's lesson, you've heard examples of the definite article in the accusative case. In the nominative case, the definite article before a masculine noun is der. For example, der Salat. In the accusative case, this changes to den. Listen to the following examples.
Bezahlen.
Ich bezahle den Salat und den Fisch. Ich bezahle den Rest.
If you don't want to repeat the noun, you can replace it with a pronoun. A masculine noun in the accusative singular is replaced by the pronoun ihn.
Ihn. Ihn.
When dealing with masculine nouns, try to remember the following.
Der, den, ihn, der, den, ihn.
And now listen to the following examples.
Der Geldbeutel. Ich finde den Geldbeutel nicht.
Ich finde ihn nicht.
Ich habe den Geldbeutel im Mantel.
Ich habe ihn im Mantel.
Finally, listen to the dialogues from the beginning again. And while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax. Thank you.
Was bezahlen Sie?
Ich bezahle den Salat, den Fisch und das Mineralwasser.
5 plus 15 plus 2,50. Das macht 22 Mark 50.
25.
Vielen Dank.
And now it's Andreas's turn to pay.
Und Sie?
Ich bezahle den Rest.
Also eine Pizza mit Schinken.
Ja, und das Bier.
8 plus 2,50. Das macht 10 Mark 50.
Mhm. Mein Geldbeutel. Ich finde meinen Geldbeutel nicht. Ich habe Ihnen sicher im Mantel. Einen Moment bitte.
Andreas looks for his wallet in his coat pocket, but it isn't there.
Hast du meinen Geldbeutel?
Nein, ich habe ihn nicht.
So ein Mist. Ich finde ihn nicht. Ex, hast du ihn wirklich nicht?
Wirklich nicht.
Aber wo ist er dann?
Im Hotel.
Und das sagst du erst jetzt? Du bist wirklich frech.
Sowieso.
When Frau Berger realizes that Andreas has forgotten his wallet, she offers to pay for everything.
Na gut, dann bezahlen wir doch zusammen.
Andreas is worried that Frau Berger may think he deliberately left his wallet behind so that she would have to pay. Yet another misunderstanding at the Hotel Europa. Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson, which is the last one in part one of this language course.
Auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.